Limit, Highway 68 near At the Limit. In the Hollister area, Highway 156 westbound has a 10-minute delay. Taking a look at the outside the studio, temperature is 67 degrees, currently sunny with a high near expected of 80. Tonight, patchy fog after 5 a.m., increasing clouds, low of 55. Sunday, patchy fog between 7 and 8 a.m., otherwise partly sunny, then becoming sunny, high near 78. Sunday night, low of 56. Monday, sunny, high near 78. On the seas this afternoon, there is a small craft advisory in effect from 2 p.m. this afternoon through the evening. Today, west winds 15 to 25 knots, gusts up to 35 knots this afternoon. Wind waves 3 to 4 feet, increasing to 5 to 6 feet this afternoon. Tonight, northwest winds 20 to 25 knots with gusts up to 35 knots. Wind waves 5 to 6 feet. KSCO News Talk Time is now 2:06.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
And now, Think Local First with your host, David Welch.
Hey, David Pendleton, that's a nice-looking baseball hat, man, but I missed that kufi you're wearing. That was a... You were rocking that thing beautifully.
Change things up a little bit every once in a while. It's always a good thing.
I tell you, that backed up traffic on 1 North is freaking epic, especially along Soquel Drive as well. So my condolences to anybody who's stuck in 1 North right now. Our wonderful guest, Julie Kelman from Seascape Foods, is joining us here today. We'll talk about her business, and the two of us got here just in the nick of time. So
we sure did.
We're glad to be with you today. Hey, David Pendleton.
Yes.
Do you love a hidden gem?
A hidden gem.
Like you come up on a place and it's a hidden gem. It's like, why haven't I found this before?
Yeah, I love hole in the walls, hidden gems, that whole thing.
Well, we got a hidden gem today that we're going to talk about, which is Seascape Foods over near a Seascape Village or the Seascape Resort. And Julie Kelman of Seascape Foods, welcome to Think Local First on KSCO.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here today.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've just so the audience is aware, most of the folks know that I'm from the area there, and I really enjoyed Seascape Foods for a long time. How would you describe your business? I mean, you're a little bit of a number of things for a number of people.
Yeah, so we have evolved over the years. We started off as a market and deli, and we have adjusted and evolved, and now I would say we're a bakery. We bake fresh bread every day.
Oh, my goodness.
We also we cater to both the locals and tourists alike, so I would say we're like a pretty well-rounded market, deli. Sometimes people call us a general store, which I find as a compliment because they think that we have a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I'm really amazed how you're able to supply and outfit a lot of the tourists who are down at Seascape Resort. And I noticed that there are, you know, it's quite a few people obviously in the hotel, but you must have a lot of reoccurring business as well for people who've got timeshares down there at the resort, as well as locals. Now, what's the general mix, do you think, of your customers?
Definitely, I would say it's about 60% locals, 40% tourists. Mm-hmm. And then we have a lot of second homes in the area. So we do see a lot of regulars daily, including the tourists. They're regulars. They keep returning because Seascape is such a beautiful area.
It is. I'm really impressed. You know, out front, you have all the outfitting for a family that may have forgotten beach items. You know,
yeah.
You know, the umbrella and the beach bucket and the boogie boards.
Yeah.
Yeah. T-shirts.
Exactly.
Blankets. Yeah.
Towels.
Yeah.
Goggles.
Yes. Which is
Frisbees.
All the essentials for a good beach holiday, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're definitely a necessity right there on the beach.
Well, and you're so doggone close to the beach. People can really walk off the beach to the resort and over to your business. And in fact, you're kind of in between Pelopus and the tennis club.
Yeah, the Seascape Sports Club.
Yeah.
Right there in the center.
Yeah.
So
they can't kind of directly see it from the parking lot, but if you park and then kind of take a few steps into the complex, there you are.
We're definitely a little hidden, and people always say, oh my gosh, I wish I found you sooner, because if they're new to the neighborhood, they don't realize we're back there, because we're not, you can't see us from the parking lot.
So I've been in there a number of times to, you know, I need that half gallon of milk or something because you've got a great kind of a convenience store, you know, left items, right? Way to pick things up, right? Which I always appreciated. And I've always enjoyed your hot counter. Your food is remarkable.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your food counter and kind of how that works and what's available for folks.
So, you know, it does change daily, seasonally. Some of the more popular items that we have, and it is hot and cold. So we do have the breakfast burritos hot and ready to go. And
that's one of my favorites.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, they are definitely very popular, and we hustle to make them and make a lot of them, especially in the summer, on the weekends, even during the week. We are, you know, making as many burritos as we possibly can. And then we also have all kinds of popular, you know, main dishes like lasagna and enchiladas. Mm-hmm. We make these items from scratch, and we're using really high quality ingredients and as local as we can. So we definitely get a lot of repeat customers for those.
So you've got your sandwiches, so you have a lot of grab and go. You'll also make things by order too, is that right?
So right at the moment, because with COVID and the circumstances of the world at the moment, we're trying to be more focused on grab and go. It's very hard to get enough people to do service at the moment. So that's been our focus, and that's been working. It's been getting us through.
Oh, fantastic.
So so we're not back to the custom, and we're not back to the catering, which is something that we've done for the last 17 years.
Yeah.
But people seem happy to just grab something. They trust it. They're familiar with it. And then they take it home. And if it's something that they've never tried before, usually they call me and say, oh, my God, that was so good.
Yeah.
So we're just trying to put out good quality food, focus on the food, less on the service at the moment.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it through the whole COVID tragedy with the business intact. And, you know, I know there's a lot of business owners who are trying to navigate the post-COVID waters.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, after the Great Resignation, finding good people is difficult, I know.
Yes, the people just are not around at the moment, so we're just kind of having to adapt and adjust, you know, under those circumstances.
Oh, terrific. Well, in fact, speaking of your burritos, in the next segment, we're actually going to give away a handful of your burritos to some of our listeners who've got really good questions, who've got a comment about the business, who would like to share it with us online. We're going to be doing that here in the next segment. I've noticed that you're, within the store, in your food, hot food counter, you've got baked bread.
Yes.
And you do that fresh every day.
Yes, we make fresh bread every single day. We use all organic flour and all organic ingredients. So.
Oh, my.
It's definitely a labor of love, the bread.
I bet you've ruined a few gluten-free diets for folks smelling that bread.
Yes, some people go, oh, I'm gluten-free, but maybe I could do the sourdough. So, or, oh, your sourdough is the only bread I can eat because, you know, the gluten is more broken down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Definitely. Definitely, it's a fun part of the business.
And you've got sandwiches that are ready made as well. In fact, I think a couple of weeks ago I had the roast beef and grilled onion.
Oh yes, the caramelized onions,
caramelized roast
beef, horseradish aioli, and Swiss.
Yes.
Yes, that's
that
a regular.
And your prices are very moderate as well, which I was really surprised, especially given the quality of the food. So, you know, what does a typical sandwich cost like in the ready made?
So right now the sandwiches are $9.95 for the grab and go. And then we do have some very, very simple basic meat and cheese type sandwiches that are $6.95.
Yeah.
And so sometimes we'll have a steak sandwich or something else that's special and seasonal, and we'll just have to price that accordingly.
According to market rate, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the breakfast burritos as well, I thought were economically priced for what they were, the quality that goes into them. Maybe you could just describe that a little bit.
Yeah, so the breakfast burritos, we start in the morning to make them at 5 in the morning. We start with fresh organic fresh organic potatoes that we toss in a little paprika, salt, pepper, and olive oil. And then we also start our black beans with some cumin, ground cumin, and we start cooking them from scratch. And then we also have bacon. We use the Daly's all natural bacon. And then we have the eggs. They're local Glom eggs they're all organic eggs. Mm-hmm. And then we use the Boar's Head cheeses. We use cheddar and pepper jack. And then, so we have the potatoes, eggs, beans, cheese, and then we have fresh salsa. And we start early, and then we start assembling them around 7 o'clock. So we have about, you know, a good supply by 8 o'clock. And people just come in and get them on their way to work. And then they also get them to go to friends' houses or just to take home. We have a pretty regular group of people coming through every day for those.
Wow. It sounds delicious. And the quality components cost money. And so it's really great to see that, you know, you've putting that care and love into the food.
Yes, that's very important for me. I don't have any pleasure in cooking food if it's not good quality, locally sourced, and so definitely that's a necessity.
Outstanding. Do you have just another question? You know, in terms of the, so what's a cup of coffee, about 2 1/4 or so?
Oh my gosh, I think it's, I think it's about $2.25.
That's what I paid last week for.
Okay, yes, then you are correct, because it has changed recently, and I'm never at the register. But yes, you're correct. It's $2.25 for a 16-ounce coffee. We use Alta Organic. It's organically grown and then roasted here in town by Alta Organic.
Wow, so front to back, everything is, you try to keep healthy, and real tasty.
Yes, healthy, organic, locally sourced whenever possible.
Oh, yeah, you're right in the main vein of Santa Cruz culinary.
I know. That's why I love Santa Cruz, you know, because it's here.
Well, you know, one of the things when I used to live over the hill, and, you know, like, I don't like to admit that, but when I did back in the day, and I would come down here for a holiday, especially in times like we have an economy like we have now where, you know, gas is expensive and, you know, people's expense money is kind of lean. You're actually a really great place for like a busman's holiday.
Oh, cool.
Thank you. Somebody can come down and for, you know, $2, a couple can each have a breakfast burrito and, you know, get a cup of coffee and sit out on the benches outside.
Yep, by the fountain. It's a beautiful spot to have breakfast.
Or grab and go over to the beach, look at the retaining wall out at the ocean or down on the beach itself.
Yep, we get a lot of that, definitely.
I bet. You know, it's harder and harder to find places that you can stop and then, you know, grab a couple of things to eat economically and then just kind of go enjoy the area. Just everything has escalated, you know, so much in cost.
It has, and it's continuing to. The inflation is pretty dramatic right now. And with gas, one of our suppliers this morning said he was spending $150 just to on gas on the weekends to get to the farmer's markets.
Holy cow.
He has a diesel truck. And so I was like, it's doubled in price. It's pretty incredible that, you know, the costs and the increases that we're having to figure out and maneuver through.
Well, our station manager, Michael Olson, who wrote a great book called Metro Farm, we were just talking last week about how, you know, farming is diesel. It's like, you know, you're eating food, but you're eating diesel. I mean, no, it doesn't taste like diesel, but the fact that everything from, you know, the harvesting of the agriculture to the delivery to, you know, everything done in the supply chain is managed on diesel.
Yes.
And it's really expensive right now.
Very expensive. So definitely when you see those prices go up in at the farmer's markets and the grocery store, there's a reason behind it, you know. So I just try to keep moving forward and supporting those local farmers, you know.
Yeah, so
keep
if
them going.
Yeah, and I suppose you're trying to all work together to keep cost prices down as well and volumes
up. We try to keep the volume up, prices down, keep the margins as tight as possible. But at the same time, it is a reality that the inflation is happening and we have to adjust, you know, accordingly.
Yeah.
So...
Well, it's terrific. Well, we're with Julie Kelman of Seascape Foods. We're really glad Julie's with us today, and we're talking about her amazing business, Seascape Foods. And we're going to this next segment. We're going to take a break. But in our next segment, we're going to give away some breakfast burritos.
Woo-hoo.
Oh, my gosh. I love the breakfast burritos.
Thank you.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to know more about Seascape Foods, give us a call, 831-479-1080, and talk to Julie and maybe get a free breakfast burrito.
Call in and say hello.
Yes, sir.
Ciao, I'm Luca from Tramonti at 528 Seabright Avenue, steps from the ocean. We are the authentic Italian pizza and pasta restaurant, serving also organic salad and house-made desserts in a friendly family-style atmosphere on our lovely patio. We bake our bread and prep our fresh pasta and pizza daily. Allora, buon appetito! Visit Tramonti at 528 Seabright Avenue. That's Tramonti at 528 Seabright Avenue.
Who needs a mobile notary public? If you're an individual having loan papers drawn up or are a loan officer, a bank, or a title company and you need a document legally notarized, Cami Corvin is here for you. As a longtime local, Cami is a trusted professional with over 30 years of experience in the law field. Now a bonded mobile notary signing agent, Cami can help you with all your notary needs. Contact Cami, cc at kseo.com or directly at Corvin's Legal Services, 408-406-4137.
Chef Ben here from the Back Nine Grill and Bar at the Pasatiempo exit. Introducing new and improved happy hour, including all well spirits for $6 a beverage, $1 off draft beers and seltzers, $10 off all bottles of wine, $1 wings, and half off most appetizers. We also feature a weekly whiskey that will be $2 off during happy hour. Ditch the traffic jam and join us 7 days a week from 3 to 6. See you at the 9.
The new Crew's Coffee Cafe, located at 246 Kings Village Road in Scotts Valley, has a wonderful array of breakfast items, pastries, and lunch, as well as all kinds of one-of-a-kind items from local artists in the community. Locally roasted coffee here in Santa Cruz. You won't be disappointed. The new Crew's Coffee Cafe in Scotts Valley. It's the coffee of choice for KSCO Radio.
And now back to Think Local First with your host, David Welch.
Thank you, David Pendleton. It's great to be back, everybody. We're with Julie Kelman of Seascape Foods.
Hi.
And we're in this next segment. We've got a couple of friends here with us as well. Amy Lamb, say hi, Amy, to the audience.
Hello, everyone.
And then Seth.
Hi.
So Seth is with us. My buddy Seth is with us from Hawaii. So normally he would call in from Hawaii, but we have him here in the studio for a segment. So welcome you guys, or enjoy the show. Julie, in terms of the breakfast burritos.
Yes.
And by the way, the next caller with a question for Seascape Foods and Julie Kelman is going to win a breakfast burrito. Number is 831-479-1080. See, it's right there. They're on the button. So, Julie, tell us a little bit about a little bit more about the business itself. How long have you owned it, you and your husband?
Oh, okay. So we've owned it for 17 years. So our son was just 2, and now he's 18, going on 19. And so 2005, we've been there. And it started off, we had a vision of being all organic, all local, sustainable, and we've stuck to that vision a lot. We've had to adjust depending on what the need of the community has been, but we still really focus on the organic and sustainable and local. Mm-hmm. So
that's terrific. So when you're in terms of the kind of managing the business, you guys open 7 days a week, or what?
Yes, we're open 7 days a week, and we're open 8 till 8 Monday through Saturday, and 8 till 7 on Sunday.
And when are the breakfast burritos available?
So we start making them very early, but as soon as we open, they're available. And then we continue to make as many batches of breakfast burritos until 10:30, and then we have to focus on lunch.
Terrific. Go ahead, Amy, if you have a question.
One of the things I really like about Seascape Foods, I love your bread. Can you tell us about the kind of breads?
Yes.
I think they're all organic, right?
Yes, yes. We use all organic flour. And we have 3 main breads that we make every day. We make francese, we make sourdough, and we make a whole wheat. And then on the weekends, we make focaccia. And then we also make a sourdough whole wheat. And we dabble in other types. But those first 3 main breads are our most popular ones. So we focus on making sure we get those done daily.
So, Seth, would that make you break your gluten-free diet to Have a taste of that? Oh, with hot butter?
Actually, not at all, because I consider bread one of the four basic food groups.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
okay.
I would definitely be there.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. It's definitely, the sourdough is definitely one of my favorites. Yeah. So. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, you can't be the berry not like sourdough.
As soon as
I
you
have
said
to
sourdough.
Say, they are the best.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Know,
really.
Thank you, Amy.
I've tried Gail's. Mm-hmm. I've tried some of the local, you know,
well, I
bakeries.
Love Gail's Bakery, too, so.
But, you know, when it comes to the focaccia and the sourdough, I don't think they can beat you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, it's definitely something that we love doing. It's so nice to have fresh bread coming out of the oven every single day. And it's definitely something that makes our jobs, all of our jobs, more enjoyable.
Terrific. In the line with us, we've got Mike Olson. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hello?
You got to bring him in.
Oh, you bring him in, okay. Michael, are you with us? There we go. I got to get the right lever going. Now we're good.
I just want to let you know that I gained 5 pounds listening to you in the last few minutes about this bread. And Julie.
Hi.
My goodness, girl. With a voice like that, you should be on radio.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
Thank you. I would have never guessed.
And of course, Amy as well. Now, listen, I've... been eating at Palapa's for years with my wife.
Yes.
Never knew you existed.
Oh, my God. Come over. Come over to
us. Until somebody was kind enough to say, stick your nose into this store. And I did, and it's really a spectacular store. How on earth do you figure out the merchandising?
Okay,
because
yeah.
you have everything in there.
Yes, it's a lot of work to figure that out because it does change seasonally and there's constant trends. And so we're always trying to stay on top of the trends with the merchandise. And we get lots of feedback. So if we are carrying something that customers really love, we hear about it. So that helps us keep it on the forefront. And yes, there is a lot of merchandise, and it gets a little insane sometimes to try to keep track of it all. But we have a lot of wonderful vendors and farmers, local artists, and they really help to keep it going and flowing. And all of our employees, I mean, they're just top-notch. They like what they're doing, and they put a lot of effort into making sure we have everything on the shelves.
Now... about this hidden gem business, why didn't I know about you? And how are we going to get other people to know about you?
You know, that's a good question. I have even had family come looking for us and said, I couldn't find you because we really are hidden behind the fountain and everybody sees all the other stores before they see us. And so definitely once you come into our store, I think that you will, I hope you'll be a return customer. But I think that the best way for us has been word of mouth. People tell their friends, they bring their friends, and that's been this is such an incredible opportunity to even be here on 1080. So thank you, David Welch. So
yeah, that's how I learned is word of mouth. And I know that's how Michael learned was word of mouth. So it's, you know, it's great when people are able to pass you on.
I feel like that's a big compliment too, because we've tried every kind of advertising over the years, and the word of mouth is definitely the thing that brings people back and hopefully a good customer experience.
With your voice, you could generate a lot of word of mouth.
Oh, well, that's thank you
for joining us today. I would love to hear see your store again and spend some time eating in it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for
and we'll have to generate a commercial for you here on the station too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No one's ever told me I had a great voice, so thank you.
Oh yeah, you'd be a good advocate for your own business, yeah.
Thank you.
Commercial. Terrific. You know, it was kind of following what Michael said, you know, with it, you do have, it's a little bit of a stumble on kind of quality, you know, to the businesses, you know, finding it. And, you know, so I kind of describe people, I'm giving them directions to go to the end of Seascape Boulevard, you know, on the ocean side, and it's that little shopping center on the right, you know, pull in and then walk into the courtyard and you'll find Seascape Foods.
Yes, yes. And we're behind the fountain. Yeah. We're definitely not on the front edge, so you have to go inside.
Yeah, because you're kind of bookended. One end of it is the coffee shop and the,
yes,
and the liquor store. There's
a
wine and
liquor
beer store. Yeah, and then the other end is the Chinese restaurant.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So definitely, I would say the best bet is to just park and walk in and find us.
Great. And what's your website? How do people look you up online?
So right now we haven't been maintaining our website, and we're doing on Instagram and on Facebook. And we do have an ordering app that we're hoping to reintroduce here soon. COVID and the state of the world affairs has had us put that on hold, but we have, and that'll hopefully be reintroduced again.
So I online earlier for the show, if you go to the search engine and type in Seascape Foods in Seascape, it comes up just Seascape Foods. It does come up, the Facebook link.
Oh, okay,
comes
good.
Up, which is good. So folks are looking on their phone and they want to, you know, they're in their car right now and they're irritated in traffic and they want to get some just chill and get some really good food, something
yes,
to drink.
Yes, come by, get a grab and go.
I've been impressed with the employees you've been able to retain and keep. I mean, even you can always tell a place if they hire good people when the boss isn't there and you still get good service and they smile.
Yes, we've been so lucky. I mean, yeah. I think just in general in Seascape, we have a good group of people. We try to hire as local to our business as possible because then there's not a lot of commute for them and they're more likely to really be invested in the neighborhood. So it definitely makes a difference, I think, when we're hiring as local as possible. And we've just been really fortunate because the people that come and work for us, they're passionate about food and about learning and about the community and the neighborhood. I actually asked one of my employees before this interview today here, and I said, what do you love about Seascape Foods working here? And she said, Chloe, she happens to be the president of Aptos High. She just graduated. She said, you know, I just love the neighborhood vibe, and I love all the good food we get to make. And and she said, I just love the small, locally owned business that I'm working for. So that was, you know, what she liked about working for us. So that I was like, okay, that's,
that's priceless. Cool. If you can find people who can translate the passion into the food. And then Seth, who's a Qigong master, who happens to be here. Seth, tell, the intention, right, in the food. Just, tell us about it.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because so often I won't go to restaurants or out to places because the feeling that you get when you go in there is that it's not just the food. There's a service quality to it and the essence of what they're doing. And so actually, I wanted to ask a question. Do I have time?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay. I'd like to know if you could set the Wayback Machine, and go back and get an idea or a thought or feeling like when your first experience, when you were baking, making something and something clicked inside you where you said, I really wish I could express this to the world or to the community.
I grew up with my at home with my family, and we never went out to dinner. We never went out to lunch. We were in Tennessee, and we just didn't go to restaurants, and so we baked and cooked everything from scratch. So I have a lot of really great memories, and the bread, as soon as it came out of the oven, putting butter on it or margarine back then, and it was just such a great experience to make things from scratch, and with intention, with what you were talking about earlier. And so my stepdad, he actually happened to run a bakery, and so I got a lot of like hands-on experience just being around all this fresh made food. We used to take things straight from the garden, and then we would can it and have all of our sauces for the winter and our pickles. And I mean, I was always just like right in there with anyone that was doing anything in the kitchen or in the garden. So
when you were young, you were already just primed already your system
I think
for
I was.
Quality food.
I never thought of it as a career, thought, I had to do something else as a career, but I actually, I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So.
That's amazing.
So do you, you know, and so I noticed you're cooking in smaller batches as well, and that has to have an impact on quality.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. I think just it lends well to our store. It gives us the ability to have a little more variety and keep it a little fresher. You know, if you do too big of batches and then you have too much food and there's less loss, less waste. I really like try to reduce waste. I hate to see food go to waste at all. It makes me very sad.
Yes.
So.
Well, talking about fresh food here, what about right now we're, well, beginning of summer, and now I'm fast-forwarding to the fall turkey time.
Yes.
Are you still making these fresh turkeys for
Thanksgiving?
Yes.
So we did take a pause on that. Okay. Just this year, possibly we'll do the sides. Last year we did do some sides for Thanksgiving. With, like I said before, the state of affairs and the whole, you know, with COVID and stuff, it's been hard to get enough staff to do everything. So we've had to keep it as simple as possible in order to maintain a consistent quality and quantity. So so we did cut out the Thanksgiving, and we might bring it back. I know that it does disappoint when we cut these things out, some of our customers, so I'm sorry. But we may bring it back. But it would be on a more simple scale. We would probably just do cranberry sauce, some green beans with some shallots, and maybe some Brussels sprouts, some very basic sides.
I'm guessing you're getting hungry. Exactly.
I'm like, wait a second, I got a drool.
I'm guessing your cranberry sauce doesn't look like the shape of the can.
Not at all. We make it for, we wait till the cranberries pop, and then we're like, okay, they're perfect. Oh,
wow. So in terms of the business itself, you know, what do you see going kind of forward?
So going forward, you know, my personality is I like to go all out, and that's something that I have to use a lot of restraint all the time when you're running a business, and especially right now. So I would like to go back to what we used to do and offer a little bit more custom, like we used to offer. That's definitely on my mind, but I have to be very careful and patient to do it at the right time, because I want to keep my good employees. I don't want to overwhelm them. And I also want to be able to maintain a consistency. And if you do too much and you're not ready, then it can cause a little chaos. And then that's not a happy environment for working and working with food. You really want to kind of be in control of your environment.
Terrific.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we're with Julie Kelman of Seascape Foods, and down in Seascape, Aptos Seascape area, near the resort. 831-479-1080. Julie has blessed us with a handful of breakfast burritos to give away to our listeners. If somebody would like to have a delicious, free breakfast burrito to try and understand what we're talking about, 831-479-1080. So, Julie, before we go over our next break for a moment, what are you looking at in terms of how do you select the mix of your food? I mean, the mix of the items in the grocery store section itself, does that rotate very much? I mean, is it customer demand? I mean, how do you?
Yes, it does rotate seasonally. After 17 years of experience, you kind of have, it's like your whole being is on the pulse of what people want and are asking for and what you're missing. And we've had to adjust, and we've had to there's manufacturing issues. So sometimes one company can't produce something. So you go, well, what's another good company that can produce this pasta? And you have to, you know, be flexible to what the products are available, and just keep trying to fill in the gaps where they're missing. And as long as you're able to do that, then you can always maintain a pretty large selection. But you have to be willing to adjust and adapt, and that's what we've been able to do as a small business.
Oh, that's terrific. We're listening to Julie Kelman of Seascape Foods on Think Local First, KSCO 1080 AM. We've got a number of callers on the line. Following the break, we're going to talk to our callers and let them ask questions make a comment about Seascape Foods.
Awesome.
So with that, we'll be right back on Think Local First.
Think Global First Radio is brought to you by Back Nine Bar and Grill. Back Nine Bar and Grill is open for your outdoor dining needs with a warm and cozy spot just for you. Happy hour every day from 3 to 6 p.m. 50% off select appetizers. Check out back9grill.com.
Hi, registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. I've been studying healthy bodies for 35 years, and what I've got to tell you may shock and surprise you, but if you listen up, it may change your life. We humans are proud of our brains and our ability to think and be aware. We even named ourselves Homo sapiens, meaning man who is wise. But humans are emotional creatures too, and while we've been taught that the brain controls the actions of the body and its organs, what's a lot less appreciated is the impact the organs have on the activity of the brain. This relationship is especially significant when it comes to the heart, and while there's an obvious connection between what we think in our heads and what happens in the heart, as it turns out, coronary signaling to the brain is just as extensive as the other way around. The heart is the seat of our emotions, and when we're angry or depressed, heart messages to the brain are chaotic and disorganized. This results in an inhibitory effect on higher cognitive functions, suppressing our ability to learn, reason, and remember and make good decisions. What's more, because the link goes in two directions, the heart's input to the brain when we're under emotional duress also returns back to the heart, ultimately impacting cardiac health and the wellness of the entire circulatory system. If you have a history of heart disease or you want to prevent it, working with thoughts and emotions can be an effective cardio health strategy. Simply recall a time when you felt really happy and content and bring that feeling back to your mind and body. You'll know you're getting heart health benefits when your breathing slows down and deepens. And when the heart signals calmly back to the brain, you'll be thinking more clearly, making better choices, and improving brain health at the same time. Pharmacist Ben here, urging you to go to KSCOHealth.com to order Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, and other nutritional supplements that I personally use and recommend. You can purchase these premium quality products at wholesale prices online at KSCOHealth.com. That's KSCOHealth.com. I'm the pharmacist that believes that staying healthy and strong is not only about medicine, it's about giving your body the raw materials it needs to do its work. Go to KSCOHealth.com. Make sure you check out the cool videos too at KSCOHealth.com. That's KSCOHealth.com.
Think Local First is brought to you by Tremonti Restaurant in Santa Cruz, offering a delicious piece of Italy, specializing in imported culinary items that make your Italian dining experience authentic. Come visit Tremonti Restaurant and choose from our heated outdoor dining or to-go orders. Tell them KSCO sent you. TremontiSantaCruz.com. And now back to Think Global First with your host, David Welsh.
Thank you, David Pendleton. And we're having a great time here this Saturday afternoon on KSCO Think Local First with our guest, Julie Kilman of Seascape Foods. And welcome back after the break, Julie.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
And we're with our Qigong Master, Seth, who's visiting us from Hawaii.
Yes.
And my partner, Amy. Say hi.
Hi there.
There you go. So we've got some callers on the line. Let's take a couple of questions. So let me draw up the first line, if I can get the buttons correct here. There we go. Helps to have the right mouse. Hey, welcome to the program. Who's on the line?
Yes, hello. Are you there?
Yes, there you go. Hey, could I get your name?
Yeah, Dustin Nelson.
Dustin, well, welcome
Hi,
to
Dustin.
The program. Dustin, do you have a question?
Hey, Julie, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah. It's nice. Oh, my God, yeah. You delivered us the best strawberries today. Thank you.
No, thank you. That's why I'm actually calling. I've been working with Julie for many years. I'm a local farmer, and of all the places I sell to, and I sell to a lot, there's nobody more devoted or more supportive of local people than Julie and Dan. They're some of the kindest people. So that's all. I just want to call and say, Julie, you're doing a great job. You sound awesome. And thank you very much.
Oh, thank you, Dustin. That's a big compliment. And by the way, yeah. Dustin's strawberries are literally the sweetest, most flavorful strawberries. Dustin Nelson of Nelson Family Farms. Everything he grows, it's like with such great intention. It's just really delicious.
Oh, I love hearing that. Dustin, what's the name of your business again?
Nelson Family Organics, Nelson Family Farms, yes.
That's fantastic. Nelson Family Farms, Nelson Family Organics. Okay, great. And we can look you up online and
It's nice to hear
you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you, Julie. Thank you for today. Justin. And I had a breakfast burrito this morning, actually, and they are amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so I'll pass on the free ones to everyone else.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Dustin.
Sounds good, Dustin.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Oh, great.
That was cool.
Yeah, so anyway, if anybody else is interested in a free breakfast burrito, you just have to give us your name, your phone number, and just say a quick hi online, and we will get you your burrito. You can come down and claim it at the store. So you've mentioned that during the break that you've actually have... I'm actually pretty surprised when I looked at the Facebook site how much of a culinary experience you've kind of wrapped around your business with the grab-and-go and the grocery store kind of side of it and the hot food counter. Yeah. But you're also doing cooking lessons. I noticed that you had a number of videos and tutorials online as well.
Yes, yes. Well, we've been doing cooking classes ever since COVID hit. I've been working with these two local ladies, Denise and Marilla, and they have a class called Cooking with Denise and Marilla. And I'll be the guest chef for them. And then what they do is they'll put a class together. Marilla's more Italian flair, and then Denise is more Greek, and then I do more of the Cali sort of style food. So when I do my cooking class, and they'll put all the ingredients together, and then we create boxes at the store, so mm-hmm. the person can come, they pick up the box, mm-hmm. and then everything's ready to go. So they just open up their box. They have to have a few pantry items, sometimes olive oil or a little salt and pepper, but everything else is fresh in the box. Mm-hmm. Usually, the classes are just so fun. We'll do, Greek. My grandmother's Greek meatballs is one that we did recently. Wow. And then we did gnocchi nice. Recently.
Wow. Oh, I love a good gnocchi.
Yeah. And then we also have done cioppino. We've done different soups. And so, yeah, so the classes are really great.
So how do I get into the class?
So if you go to Eventbrite, you do go to Cooking with Denise and Marilla. Okay. And, yeah, their classes are really great. Every class I do with them, I just learn so much from them. You know, when you're with cooking and you get to cook with a different person with a different style, it opens up your world to new ways of doing things and new techniques and mm-hmm. new styles, things that you might go, you might think, oh, that's just a basic this or that, but then you learn how someone else does it, and it really opens up your mind to so many different possibilities. So I love cooking with them. So,
well, I noticed on your Facebook site, if you register, when you've got, I think I saw that recently you had hot, fresh chocolate chip cookies when they're out of the oven. I think you did a blast, right, that they're available?
Yes, I've done that. Sometimes it's hard to do social media. When you're so busy doing the work, yeah. that social media is many times if you have just enough time, you can make that happen. But it's fun. A lot of times I'll even hand it off to one of our younger employees because I'll go, put this on. And they're really great with social media.
But it's great to do a push that, hey, just look what came out of the oven. Come
yes,
on over.
Yes, yes. And we're all drooling, so we figure our customers would be excited.
Well, it's nothing
see
better
that
than
too.
Like a melty, soft, fresh,
exactly
Toll House cookie.
Yeah, but all organic.
All organic, yeah, the good stuff. Yeah,
you can call them Pavlovian chocolate chip cookies.
I like
as
that.
As soon as you say it, they just start drooling.
Yes. Yeah.
Beat a path to our door. Operators are standing by.
Exactly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, 831-479-1080. If you've got a question or comment, or you'd be interested in trying one of Julie's delicious breakfast burritos at Seascape Foods. Julie, what are your do you scale things differently for the summer, like the off season for tourism or the on season?
Definitely, definitely. Definitely during the off season, we try to really stick to the basics, making sure we have the things that people are coming in every day. And just that alone actually keeps us very busy. And, we have our regulars that make sure we keep things in the case. Some of our more popular items are like the Thai noodles, for example, or a chicken salad or a tuna salad. We get so many returns that they kind of it's almost like a force in itself that they're constantly asking for it, so it's forcing it on the menu every day. Mm. And so, but then in the summer, we get a slightly different group of people, a different crowd, and we have to offer a little bit more. So we go a little more all out in the summer with just, you know, packing out with the case with as much different pasta salads, picnic-y type items, summer salads, fruit salads, as much as we possibly can, just to keep up with the demand, you know. I remember there was a time where I was like, where are the customers early on in the business? And now I'm like, there's so many customers.
And they keep coming back.
They keep coming back. And we're so very grateful, you know. And our employees, I mean, we all really enjoy it. And, I mean, we couldn't do it without our employees. And they're producing, like, and with such intention, you know. And and getting that production out right now, because I definitely could not do it without them. So we're just really grateful right now just to be as busy as we are during this time period. And most of our customers have been so incredibly flexible. And, you know, if we can't get something for a little while, we were unable to get our de-stilled turkey, which we've been carrying for 17 years, and it's fabulous. But they were having some manufacturing issues, like everybody in the food industry has seemed to have at one point or another.
That's right.
And we had to adjust, and our customers had to adjust. Now we have it back, so we're happy again about that. So...
Oh, tremendous. So are you, when do you typically see the tour season tapering off?
Definitely our season starts Memorial Day weekend. It's like full on. Yeah. And then through the summer, we have moments like 4th of July, just full on. Throughout the week, it's pretty consistent, steady vacationers until Labor Day weekend. Mm-hmm. And then it starts to taper off.
Yeah.
So September.
So you're just catering to more of the locals then the rest of the year?
Yes, And then, you know, our goal is just to, you know, always... One of our big things is, like, soup. We do a lot of soups in the winter, chicken, veggie. We make the broth from scratch. And then we always try to have a vegetarian option as well. And so... and we're using all organic vegetables. And we have so many people that come back for that chicken, veggie. Honestly, if I just had one person making chicken, veggie soup all day long, that would be good for our business. Sure. It's just getting those people...
When you're coming off of one onto San Andreas and then onto Seascape Boulevard, it just it's like a calm and a peace. You know, it's just a quiet area, right? It's not quite as the hustle bustle of, you know, the main core of Santa Cruz City. So it's a little bit more. I think from a tourist perspective, some people like to be in the crowd and the hustle and bustle. But if you enjoy the nature and you want to smell the beach and the coast and just have it be just a little bit more of a mellow time, a little less congested. You know, it's a great place to stop.
Yes. I mean, just Seascape Village. The resort is right there. You can walk right down. They're so welcoming to all the people that come to visit and the locals. And you can just walk down on the path. And the views are just tremendous. And it's peaceful. It's you walk to the left towards La Selva and you barely see a person.
Yeah.
You know, although, you know, over the years, it definitely has... gotten a little bit busier on the holiday weekends and stuff.
Well, and parking is very easy too. So in terms of getting into the business, right? It's not a congested area.
No,
there seems always to be spaces.
There's always parking. There's a lot of extra parking in that area.
Yeah, it's just I like low hassle and low stress. If I want to, if I want to rest, I'm on vacation. I want to enjoy the smells of the ocean. I don't want to be bumping into a lot of people.
I'm right there with you. Yeah. Right there with you.
So we're talking to Julie Kelman of Seascape Foods on KSCO 1080 AM. I think we have a couple more breakfast burritos to give away. If you're interested, give us a call and ask Julie a question about her business, or you're welcome to make a comment if, like Dustin had done earlier, about Seascape Foods if you've actually visited. 831-479-1080.
I know we talked a lot about the foods, but I think we neglected to talk about some of the gift items that you procure, you know, really, really nicely.
Thank you. Yeah, so we started doing that because we had the seating area that wasn't being utilized during COVID. And I always enjoy buying from locals and local artists over the years. And so we started to increase that. And the more we increased it, the happier our customers were. So we got lucky with that, you know, moment of adapting and them, you know, encouraging mm-hmm. it by shopping all the gifts. And we try to stay local as much as possible, made in the USA, not on Amazon. And then we have a lot of women-owned businesses. And then if it's outside of the US, it's really got to be social good, organic. It's got to have, like, a little bit more meaning than, you know, to bring it here, because that's a long ways to come. And so we generally are buying things that are where it's good and fair trade for the community that we're buying from.
Nice. Great. Let's welcome Diane. Diane, a question for Julie Kelman.
Well, mostly I have a compliment to give her.
Hi, Diane.
Like everybody. I believe that building was under the construction of or guidance of David Parks of Parks Construction, which is your next program. So it's interesting. Right. You're right there. And every time I go there, as soon as I get close to the door, you can just feel the perfectionism and the care and the love that goes into that building there. And when you get in the store, you just have to stand there and you can gaze around. Everything is located nicely and displayed so beautifully. It's just a pleasure to go in there, I must tell you.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate you calling in.
Diana, would you like a burrito?
I certainly would.
Okay, oh, good. Awesome.
So just give at the cashier your phone number and your name, and we've got
you
on the list.
I already have.
Okay, perfect.
All right, you all have a wonderful day now.
Take care.
Bye. Thank you.
So we just have a couple of minutes left. I think we still have a breakfast burrito to give away. 831-479-1080 if you've got a question or a comment for Julie Kelman of Seascape Foods. We're about at the top of our time, Julie. So what's the best way for people to find you and contact you and find the business?
Okay, yes. Yeah, so our business phone number, should I give that to you?
Yes, please.
It's 831-685-3134.
Say that phone number one more time.
831-685-3134. Mm-hmm. And we're in Seascape Village. We're in the center, so you have to park and then walk inside in order to find us. And we're open 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 till 7 on Sunday.
And your website's currently on Facebook, so you can find you on Facebook, or if they go to their favorite search engine and type in Seascape Foods for Aptos.
We have an Instagram. I feel like I spend the most amount of time managing my Instagram.
Oh, so. Terrific. So they can find you in either place,
yes.
For now.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, terrific. All right. I think we've got one more person here. Oh, Dave's screening the call. What are your kind of immediate plans here for the rest of summer? Anything interesting going on in a cooking class? Or?
So we will probably be doing a cooking class, and the actual date will be announced. The last one had to be canceled due to COVID. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be on squash blossoms. It'll be a nice class on... I remember one of the ingredients was squash blossoms. So it's a Greek dish with Masrita cheese. And so Denise will be teaching that one next. And the actual date will be determined here very soon. So if you come to the Instagram or my Facebook or at the store, it'll be posted.
Well, that's fantastic. So for those of you who won a burrito today and breakfast burrito, you'd like to claim it, you'll have to do so by the end of the day, Saturday the 23rd. Give your name and your phone number to the cashier when you pick up your burrito. And that list will be available at the store. So with that on Think Local First, I really appreciate your coming in today.
Thank you. It was so fun. You guys are super fun to be around.
Well, and I live right in the area, so it's always been fun to come in. For years, I've enjoyed shopping at the business. I can't know how many, you know, metric tons of breakfast burritos I've eaten there, but it's a lot. Seth and Amy, thank you for joining us, too, on the show.
My pleasure.
Able to step in.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, thank you.
So, Julie, thank you very much. This has been Think Local First with your host, David Welch, on KS 1080 AM KSCO Radio. Till next time.